This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A standoff lasting several hours has ended at a complex in Colorado Springs at 5200 Brody Grove. It started as a domestic violence incident in a fight between a couple. Police had responded to the residence earlier yesterday but failed to locate the male suspect. Later, just before midnight, they were called back when he returned and threatened the woman. He later threatened another resident at the complex before surrendering to police. Two people are safe after being rescued from steep rocks at Garden of the Gods Park. KRDO's Bryn Carman has that.
The Colorado Springs Fire Department says a man and a boy climbed cathedral spires yesterday afternoon, and they got stuck about 40 feet above the ground. Crews made a high-angle rescue to get them both down safely. The fire department says both were climbing illegally and issued a reminder that all visitors should behave responsibly and be sure and get a permit if they are going to be climbing in the park. Bryn Carman, KRDO News Radio.
Now turning to coronavirus coverage, our latest COVID-19 case numbers holding pretty much steady in southern Colorado. El Paso County had 215 new cases reported as of yesterday. No new deaths reported. Pueblo County with just 29, but also an additional death. 6 cases reported in Teller County in the most recent reporting period, and 11 more in Fremont County, also an additional death reported yesterday. As health experts from Children's Hospital Colorado call a state of emergency on kids' mental health emergencies, former Broncos lineman Ben Garland is doing his part to raise awareness on the issue of youth mental health. He's hosting a stair climb tomorrow at Empower Field at Mile High and says timing couldn't be more important.
Kids need a ton of support right now, and I think it's crucial. I mean, we've all dealt with stress and anxiety sometimes from time to time, but some of these kids are going through it constantly.
The event runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Admission's free, but capacity will be limited due to the pandemic. Donations are encouraged to support the Pediatric Mental Health Institute at Children's Hospital Colorado. Thousands of Coloradans who have received their COVID-19 vaccinations are not currently eligible to win prizes in the state vaccine lottery. We've confirmed that state residents who got their vaccinations through the Department of Defense or the VA are not eligible. Colorado health officials say that's because some government agencies do not report patient vaccination data to the state or share it with the state, so the information isn't in the state's vaccine lottery database. More than 40,000 El Paso County residents are thought to be ineligible. The state is working on a solution that would solve the problem, but hasn't said when it will be implemented. A ceremony underway right now at Pikes Peak National Cemetery to mark the journey of a rally team from the group Carry the Load. The national nonprofit aims to bring awareness to more Americans of Memorial Day's significance and the sacrifices of members of the armed forces. Stephen Hawley is co-founder of the group.
We thought if you're not at least taking a minute, an hour a day to observe and reflect on the men and women who've made the ultimate sacrifice on behalf of this country, then something's wrong. And so Carry the Load is just one of many ways that people can honor that service and sacrifice and have a meaningful Memorial Day experience.
Through this event, donations made to Carry the Load on Facebook will result in matching fund donations by JPMorgan Chase. Money raised goes to nonprofit partners who provide healing services for the mind, body, and soul of our nation's warriors. Newly opened Widener Field is staking a claim as a major entertainment venue in downtown Colorado Springs. It's not just wanting to be known as the home of the Switchbacks, though that's a big part of its makeup, but also a venue for concerts, with 2 scheduled for this weekend. Owner Nick Reagan explains.
The elevated concourse, the idea is that you're never separated from the action, whether you're going to get a dog or you're going to use the restroom temporarily. You can't see the field. Actually, it's kind of funny. We did talk about, is there a way in the restroom to see the field while you're in the restroom? But we decided against that. But other than using the restroom, you're engaged with the venue the whole time.
A music festival is making a comeback here in Colorado just in time for the start of summer. In Black Forest, they're getting ready to open the doors on the Meadowgrass Music Festival happening over the next 3 days. More than 20 musicians and groups are set to take part.
It's fun that a couple of the bands who are on the roster are also artists that we know, so getting to see people that we've played with in the past and getting to catch up with them. And then see new artists. So we've listened to that Meadowgrass playlist, and it's awesome. There's so many great bands that we're really looking forward to seeing and meeting. It's just a whole another level of excitement.
That's Denny Stone, one of the performers who grew up right here in Colorado Springs. You can purchase tickets at RockyMountainHighway.org.
Partly cloudy skies and warm temperatures for your Friday afternoon. A slight chance for a few showers and thunderstorms. 76 degrees today here in Colorado Springs, 84 for Pueblo. We'll see a few clouds and mild overnight start Saturday morning with morning lows in the low 50s. More numerous showers and thunderstorms Saturday afternoon. Some of those could be quite strong. 77 Colorado Springs, 83 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.